The First World War changed everything. It destroyed the old European order, bringing down empires. It ushered in the economic dominance of the United States. It almost fatally weakened our own country. It effected unprecedented social change, particularly for women. It stimulated rapid technological advances. Tragically, it led directly to a conflict that killed even more people, the Second World War. The memory and the myths are rightly seared into our national consciousness. The horrors of the trenches, the million dead sacrificed by Britain and her empire, the gallantry, the songs, the maimed in mind and body, the widows, the girls who never married. And framing it all, the genius of Kipling, Lutyens and others who imagined a dignified memorial in verse and in stone, not only to those who never returned, but to the sacrifice exacted by the war itself. Hatfield, like every town and village in the country, lost many sons in what justifiably became known as the Great War, 180 of them. Many of them were valued workers on the Hatfield estate. Prime Minister Salisbury, had he lived, would have had to endure the loss of 5 of his grandsons. Other Hatfield grandparents lost as much. On Armistice Day in 1918, a great service was held on the north front of Hatfield House to give thanks for peace and to remember the dead. On the 100th anniversary of that armistice, it is fitting that we should reenact that service to remember our dead and their families, to salute their gallantry and patriotism, and to give thanks for our deliverance from a conflict which, had we lost it, would have had unimaginable consequences for our country right up to the present day. In dignity and solemnity, we will remember them. But we must also owe it to them to build a country worthy of their sacrifice.